Eddie Palmieri from, what year was this, Rachel?
1988.
We have in the studio the producer. Well, are you co-producer on this?
Oh, yeah. I had a few co-producers on that. Kip Hanrahan, John Fausti, Eddie Palmieri himself.
All right. Rachel, breezing in from the East Coast to visit Portland, Oregon. You here on business?
No, I'm here for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's
to visit my daughter.
Who is incidentally my daughter as well.
See?
And so we don't want to date ourselves too much, but Rachel's going to give us all the, she has produced a lot. She has a great, what do you call it?
Discography?
Yeah. Just Von Von. We're going to get to Von Von a little later. And this was your first Latin production.
Yeah, right? It was interesting because I had been working producing, I started to produce folk singers and blues singers in New York City, but it was in a studio called Sound Ideas that had a lot of Latin music going on. And the main engineer there who I was working with was the legendary John Fausti.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there doing, you know, we did an Odetta record and also one of my own records. And I just was kind of a fly on the wall watching all this Latin stuff go down. And then I was working with Intuition Records out of Germany, and they had signed Eddie. So I came in somewhere in the middle of this insane production because the that was a very dramatic time for Eddie. Charlie Palmieri, his brother, died right in the middle of the recording, and it was very difficult. He was going through a lot of other problems. So I kind of stepped in after he fired Kip Hanrahan, and he fired me too afterwards several times. And he said I was temporarily dismissed. They'd always bring me back.
Well, he has a reputation for being you know, kind of hard to get along with that, especially
peripatetic
recording sessions.
Oh, it was amazing, though. It was such an incredible experience. It was my sort of like induction by fire and initial experience working with a huge salsa band. And, you know, you can't get better than Eddie. And I just felt very honored that I could do that, and I learned a whole lot. I still remember him sitting at the studio, you know, while we were mixing or whatever, just playing solo piano and playing the most, like, I call him the Picasso of salsa, playing the most amazing stuff alone in the studio. I also learned a lot about the music itself. It was like a...
And really what year was this?
That was in 1988, and it did get a Grammy nomination, which is really ironic because this past year I produced a second album that got a Grammy nomination.
Which one was that?
Which is my longtime partner, Sammy Figueroa. His album, And Sammy Walked In, got a Grammy nomination. And guess who won? Eddie.
For Listen Here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Listen Here, yeah. That's a good CD, but we didn't bring, for some reason, we don't have Sammy's.
Sammy got lost along the way.
Latin Explosion is the name of it.
Sammy Figueroa and the Latin Jazz Explosion.
Yeah, and I have a kind of an unmixed version at home, which I didn't bring. And so we don't have that, but we have plenty of stuff here. One of the next things you did, which is a really cool thing, vocal sampling, which I play often.
Yeah, that was amazing, too. That was incredible. Actually, Sammy and I produced that record. We had the great honor. Sammy had the honor to be invited to play in Cuba with Irakere at the Plaza Jazz Festival. So while we were there, we heard this amazing group that sang all the instruments a cappella. And the rest is history.
And they were all students at the time, right?
They were recent students. They weren't students anymore.
They were very young men.
Oh, yeah. They were in their early 20s. And I guess the whole thing started as a kind of a game or a joke. They were all studying real instruments. Mm.
And there's a long history in Afro-Cuban music and Afro-Brazilian music, too, for that matter, of kind of this vocalese.
Yeah.
Or I guess for want of a better term. But let's listen to vocal.
I wanted to add that some of my Cuban friends actually thought that the Platters and all the doo-wop bands were imitating Los Zafiros, and that Los Zafiros came first.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, here they are.
Castellano, qué bueno baila usted. Castellano, qué bueno baila usted. Castellano, qué bueno baila usted. Castellano, qué bueno baila usted.
Sampling, and what year was this, Rachel? This is Rachel Farrell.
In the 90s.
Rachel Farrell visiting me here in live in the studio here at KBOO, Portland, and.
Well, that was a Benny More tune, very famous Benny More tune.
Mm-hmm.
Well, performed by the a cappella group Vocal Sampling, note for note, but that was, I think, in about 95 the record came out. It was really exciting because that was probably the biggest release of a Cuban group before Buena Vista Social Club happened. It was on a major label, on Elektra Records, and it created a lot of enthusiasm. I remember, like, they did come and tour the country on the invitation of the Contemporary A Cappella Society of America, and they got denied their visas the first time around. And all the a cappella fans in the country were flooding the government with requests to grant the visa, except all the faxes were going to the wrong phone number, and they were ending up in the agricultural department. But that somehow it worked out.
That whole visa thing with Cuba is it's terrible. I mean,
We
can't even get Chucho here. And
not anymore.
Everywhere in the world is privilege to hear Chucho Valdez, but us Americans, what a travesty. So anyway, we're going to play Van Van next. This is a big record for them. That Rachel Farrow, did you?
Well, I was more of executive producer on that. I started a little series with Green Linnet Records called the Ashe series, which was to present Cuban music. And I licensed three different albums, remastered, resequenced, repackaged them, and was very, very happy to do the Van Van. You know, that's like just amazing to work with Los Van Van. So that record was basically a new reissue edition that I
And Changuito was still in the band at this time.
Yeah, it was one of the last records he's on.
Yeah. Well, let's check this out. This was a big record for Van Van. Van Van. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. And this is the Nick and Molly Show. My name's Nick Geffro here live in the studio with Rachel Farah, the producer of all the music we've been playing. Rachel Farah from the East Coast grew up on 98th and Broadway.
Yeah, that was a Latino neighborhood. You know, I was going to say something about Van Van, you know, that it's to me they're sort of like the Grateful Dead of Cuba because they, first of all, Juan Formel and Jerry Garcia have the same birthday the same year.
Wow.
And the group formed in the same year. And it's very similar in that they're multi-generational, you know, like, and that as soon as they start to play, everybody just starts to stand up and dance. And the music is... puts you in this kind of altered state, you know, repetition. And so even though I don't think that Juan Formel ever heard of Jerry Garcia or Jerry Garcia ever heard of Juan Formel, I think that they do have some kind of commonality.
Mm-hmm. It's astrologically sound.
Yeah. And musically.
Well, I want to play one more. I like this tune, Hace Las Cuantas. I want to hear this before we move on to... Some rumba. I'm telling you, Rachel, you produce a lot of great music here.
A lot of Cuban
music and Puerto Rican music, too. We're going to get to some of that. Some great Puerto Rican music. You got some Paracumbe and that great Christmas album by Yo Motoro. I know it's a long way to Christmas, but it's an album.
Oh, that record's fine all year round.
That record cooks. Anyway, here's one more from Los Van Van.
Quiero como te quiero, te busco en mi cama, se dispara mi mente, me pego a la almohada y así de repente, la lleno de besos, no sé qué me pasa, te busco a tu sexo, toda la casa, hasta las cuantas tiene que ser esto, oh, 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 hasta las cuantas tiene que ser, oh, 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 hasta las cuantas tiene que ser esto. Que quiero a tu modo, seas como seas, recelo con todo lo que te rodea, y me pongo enfermo de solo pensar, que cuando despierte tú no vas a estar, leo tus cartas y vuelvo a leerlas, y trato de hallarte de algún modo en tus letras, busco tu fondo, me excita mirarte, estoy algo loco, necesito hablarte, hasta las cuantas tiene que ser esto, oh, 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 hasta las cuantas tiene que ser. Algo va a sucederme, tú no te das cuenta, casi 50 ya. No creas que estoy siendo muy pesimista, hace tiempo que estoy en manos de un prestamista que quiere cobrarme la dicha de amarte.
Ya vivir no puedo.
Oh, 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 oh.
tú no te arrepentirás que yo tengo chocolate.
Community calendar for Friday, May 12th. The Disability Art and Culture Project, a program of Oregon Cultural Access, proudly presents Portland's first Disability Pride Art and Cultural Festival, May 12th, 13th, and 14th. The first evening will be a performance, Pride and Prejudice, revealing the disability experience through dance, music, and spoken word. Days 2 and 3 will include inclusive dance and theater workshops for people with and without disabilities and a disability film festival. The festival location is at the Central Lutheran Church. That address is 1820 Northeast 21st Avenue in Portland. The cost is $30 for the entire festival or $20 to attend Friday's performance only. For more information, call 503-238-0723, 503-238-0723. NARAL Pro-Choice, Oregon's Choice Action Team, is hosting its third annual debutante ball tonight. This benefit will be held at Dante's at Southwest 3rd and Burnside in Portland. Doors open at 8 o'clock p.m. The debutante ball aims to educate and entertain the under 35 crowd on the state of reproductive rights across the nation and in Oregon. NARAL volunteers and activists have created this benefit, which will feature music by Ashley Flynn, Nuff Said, Point Juncture Washington, The Dimes, and DJ Drew Groove. Tickets are $15 each and can be purchased through Tickets West. For more information about this benefit, call 503-481-7407, 503-481-7407. Raheem Alaj, world-renowned Iraq oud musician and composer, will be featured in a special intimate performance at the Artichoke Music Backgate Stage. That address is 3130A Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. That happens tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Ticket costs at the door are $10 per person. Space is limited. For more information on this performance, the website address is artichokemusic.com and the venue phone number is 503-232-8845, 503-232-8845. Hike to endangered forests on Mount Hood National Forest this Sunday, May 14th. Each month, BARC visits a different planned logging project on Mount Hood National Forest. There are dozens of these planned timber sales on the publicly owned forests surrounding Mount Hood. Experience the magic of the woods, learn about the U.S. Forest Service plans for the area, and find out what you can do to preserve the special place. Carpools leave the daily grind, that's at Southeast Hawthorne and 40th in Portland, promptly at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Please arrive by 9:15 for check-in, arrange rides, and get a brief overview of the day's plans. Bring food, water, hat, rain gear, sturdy hiking boots, and be prepared to hike off-trail. For more information, visit the web at bark-out.org or call 503-331-0374 for more information. 503-331-0374. You've been listening to Friday's Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
And this is Nick and Molly Show. My name is Nick Geffro, and we're here live with Rachel Farrow, the producer of all this music we've been playing. We just heard Los Van Van, and we're going to move on to some rumba, the quintessential Cuban music. But before we do, let's talk about Cuba. How many times have you been there, Rachel?
I don't know, actually. all through the 90s, I was going there quite a bit. But actually, my very first experience with a Cuban band was with Grupo Mezcla, and I met them in Germany. Not in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I met them in East Berlin. I was actually singing at a festival in East Berlin, Checkpoint Charlie and all. And I just finished with Eddie Palmieri in New York, and I heard a clave. I heard Spanish right in the middle of all the German stuff. And I was like, wow. So for about 2 years, I didn't go to Cuba. I just worked with these Cuban bands with German labels. And I was kind of scared to go to Cuba. I thought the FBI was going to come knocking on my door. And then, you know, I got a proper invitation, a visa, a license, everything. And I went. And then one thing led to another and continued to go, always basically qualifying under all the regulations of the embargo laws, you know, for research. No, I mean, I feel like, you know, you even whether you agree with the law or not, you definitely don't want to break it. So I definitely did always try to follow the letter of the law. The problem is now I don't go anymore because I feel that it's not even enough to follow the law anymore, that even if you do follow the law, there's this kind of, there was an assumption throughout the 90s that if you had exchange going on between artists and musicians, that it was a good thing. But now there's this feeling if there's exchange between artists and musicians, that's a bad thing and somehow is very politically loaded. And they're about to pass a new law any minute, if they haven't already, with which is really a pity, which is that no U.S. performer is allowed to perform in Cuba anymore. So for many years, there was this fantastic jazz festival where you would go to Cuba and you would see McCoy Tyner, Roy Hargrove, you know, jamming with whoever, you know, great musicians there. I went to an absolutely brilliant concert once in Havana with a double piano concert with Herbie Hancock and Chucho Valdez. No more of that now. Mm. No U.S. performer will be allowed to go to perform in Cuba. So it's a real pity because it's not just anti-art and anti-culture, but it's also not really help. It doesn't really do anything but create an atmosphere of fear and negativity.
Absolutely. Rumba.
Rumba goes on.
Hey, mom.
definitely going to play one more Roomba. But before we do, what happened there?
Wow, that's really authentic Roomba from Havana. That group is Clave Wawonko, and that group was around since, I think, the 30s, but they specialized more in clave, but not clave the way you think of clave, like a rhythm or a stick. It was a form of Christmas choir, actually. So this mm-hmm. group is still very oriented towards the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in its most recent incarnation, the director is Amado de Dieu, who they call the Beethoven of the rumba, because he actually scores, and he also is always open to experimentation. I mean, these guys are so grounded in the Havana style of rumba, and yet they're always adding things like flamenco and rap or whatever. So basically that was another license that I did and put together for the Ashe series with Green Linnet. And then soon after, Rounder Records and a couple other people made it possible for me to actually start not just a series but an actual label, Ashe Records, which I didn't know what I was getting into. It's really hard to run a record label. But at the same time, it was very empowering. And Lázaro Ross, the great singer of Afro-Cuban ceremonial music, who passed away a couple of years ago, was kind enough to go in the studio and record for the opening of Ashe Records.
One of the most unique voices I've ever heard.
Well, that is really the Yoruban Nigerian original sound.
Uh-huh. Well, let's play one more Roomba, and then right after that, we'll get into Lázaro.
Okay, well, I should tell you that record is dedicated to El Agua that opens the gates. So
that's
that
true.
Record was recorded to open the label.
Songs for El Agua.
Aso quiere quiere meye, a la roye y la bonche.
Aso quiere quiere meye.
KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, Nick and Molly Show. My name's Nick Geffro, and with me, Rachel Farrell, the producer of all this music we're playing today. We just heard Lázaro Ross, the foremost singer. Well, he died, passed away a few years ago, but the foremost singer of this music, I would say. Wouldn't you, Rachel? Or?
Oh, yeah. He was the foremost singer of the Afro-Cuban ceremonial music. And he basically lived his whole life dedicated to preserving African culture as it exists in Cuba. And that record was very special because he gave that as a gift. He recorded it for the label, Ashe, when it opened. We were in the studio all night long in Havana, recording it all night long. And in the morning, we found out that Mercedes Valdez had passed away in the night while we were recording. So this record is dedicated to her.
You know, Lazaro spent some time in Portland.
He did?
Actually, quite a bit of time, yeah. You know, when Scott was the road manager for me, he ended up here in Portland for a while.
Oh, cool.
Scott Wardinsky.
So did Lazaro teach here?
I think he did give some, yeah.
He was a beautiful person. He was a truly elegant person.
He has a few students here, for sure. I mean, there's a little small community of Rumba Bata community here, as there is in most large cities.
Yeah.
All right, so now we are going to go. We've been in Cuba the whole show so far, but you did some great...
Except for Eddie Palmieri.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So now we're going to go. This is very Puerto Rican here. This one of the best Christmas...
Well, actually, you know, Nick, I want to suggest, why don't we go from the Afro-Cuban to the Afro-Puerto Rican?
Okay, Paracumbe.
And let's play Paracumbe, which is just a fabulous group of bomba from Ponce. This is a form of bomba that most people think bomba, which is the African rhythm that exists in Puerto Rico, as being from Loíza. But this comes from a whole other side of the mountain. And this group went out into the mountains and found the old people and recorded fragments of these rhythms before they were destroyed. And then they went back home and rehearsed them and created this music that we're about to hear.
And this is called Paracumbe Tambo on the Ashe label.
Bye.
a long way to Christmas, but a great Christmas album produced by the woman sitting to my right, Rachel Farrow. And she's going to tell us a Yomo Toro on cuatro, the stringed instrument you heard there.
Yeah, he's a great virtuoso of the cuatro. And the record is it's a great record because it really is a combination New York and Puerto Rico record. It was recorded both in New York and Puerto Rico. And the day that we started it, by complete and total coincidence, was the day of the Puerto Rican parade. And it was like there were flags all over Manhattan when we started it. The band is a combination of guys from Bata Combele in Puerto Rico, like the singer Jerry Medina, and then Eric Figueroa on piano, and then the New York contingent is mostly from Ruben Blades' band, Sexto Solar.
And is Yomo. Oscar Hernandez on this?
No, oh. Eric Figueroa's piano on
that's right,
one.
Okay.
But Eddie Montalvo and, actually Bobby Allende's on congas, Joe Santiago's on bass, but Ralph Irizarry is on timbales.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, Yomo is really interesting because he comes out of that country, criollo country music spirit, but he was present in New York during those whole crazy days of Hector Lavoe and Willie Colon and
Fania All-Stars.
So this record is an homage to another record called Asalto Navideño, which is basically mm-hmm. Christmas Attack, and really brings together that, you know, original kind of form of Cuban music and Puerto Rican country music with that edgy New York vibe. And, that's a Christmas record, but I like to think it's good all year round. And it was great to do it.
All right. Well, we've been honored to have Rachel Farrow here. She's produced Van Van, Palmieri, and a lot of giants.
I like working with giants.
Clave Guaguanco, I mean, Lázaro Ross.
It's such an honor to work with musicians who are already fulfilled in their vision and already accomplished what they do. You know, it's for me, it's just an honor to be like a fly on the wall and try to make sure that it sounds good.
Well, okay, I'm going to play something for Rachel right now, I think called Hush, that she hasn't heard yet. This is something she didn't produce, but and then if we have time, I'm going to take it out with something she did produce that I played from earlier, vocal sampling. So hope you enjoyed the show today. This has been the Nick and Molly Show. And
where's Molly?
Molly's working.
Ah.
All right.
Someone is calling my name, yeah.
Hush.
Oh yeah.
Hush. Mm-hmm. Somebody's calling my name.
Billy, Billy, Billy.
Oh my Lord, what shall I do?
Oh forgive me, Lord, don't let me die. Give me another chance. Don't you see I'm sad because I'm short. That someone is calling my name, yeah.
Hush.
Oh yeah.
Hush. Mm-hmm. Somebody's calling my name. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord.
Oh yeah.
What shall I do?
Soon at morning, death comes creeping on my room.
Soon at morning, death comes.
Yeah, oh yeah,
somebody.
Chippy's gonna fire. Chippy's gonna get, it's gonna get on fire.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
Hey, can you hear me? I'm talking to the higher.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
My body's broken out, my mind is very tired.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
I pray, Chippy's gonna fire.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
Come to me, come to me. Another chance.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
At least my last music, at least my last death.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
Chippy's gonna get, it's gonna get on fire.
Chippy, 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 Chippy's gonna fire.
One, two, three, yeah. Barco, ah, se queme el barco. Chippy's gonna fire. Frase idiomática que en Cuba quiere decir candela y no pasa nada.
Ah, se queme el barco. Ah, se queme el barco.
Con gasolina, fuego en el cuarto de máquina y candela en la cocina.
Ah, se queme el barco. Ah, se queme el barco.
Que si la muerte me lleva contento, yo voy para allá y voy cantando, señores, timba con espíritu.
Ah, se queme el barco.
Y quítate los sombreros que aquí la rumba sube. Ay, pero mire, 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 bala, mire, bala, mire, bala.
Noche de rock en español. Este jueves 4 de mayo de la ciudad de Beaverton, Estigia, 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 presentando su nueva alineación y su nuevo trabajo, Hechicer, Hechicer. Estigia, heavy metal en español, como lo querías escuchar. Y del norte de Portland, punk rock, con mentes ajenas. Deja que el poder del rock y la oscuridad de la noche te hagan disfrutar de tu rock en español. Estigia, Estigia. Mentes ajenas. Mentes ajenas. Jueves, 4 de mayo. La noche de rock empieza a las 9 en el Caribe.
Diciendo que eres un palo, mi amigo Julia. no fuera por papá. Ahora veo que todo lo tuyo es un vano orgullo, mi amigo Julián. Ahora veo que todo lo tuyo es un vano orgullo, mi amigo Julián.
Para que aprenda.
Tú debes decir si no fuera por papá. Tú debes decir si no fuera por papá.
Yo soy el terror rumero, porque yo soy vencedor.
Yo ya como me llamo, yo soy el terror.
Vamos a vacilar mujeres, porque yo traigo el sabor.
Thank you. forma más de adornarte la vida. Buena sombra de comida sirve a mi cantor.